Justice Kavanaugh has the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-585, Cully against Marshall.
Under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, states ordinarily may not seize real property, for example, your house, that is subject to civil forfeiture, without first providing notice and a hearing. But states may immediately seize personal property, for example, a car, that is subject to civil forfeiture when the personal property otherwise could be removed, destroyed, or concealed before a forfeiture hearing. When states seize and seek civil forfeiture of personal property, due process requires only a timely post-seizure forfeiture hearing. In this case, petitioners Cully and Sutton loaned their cars to others, to a family member in one case and a friend in the other. Police officers in Alabama stopped the cars for traffic violations and discovered drugs in the cars. The officers arrested the drivers and seized the cars incident to the arrests. Because the cars apparently were used to commit or facilitate drug offenses, the state of Alabama filed a forfeiture complaint against Cully's car just 10 days after the seizure and brought a forfeiture case against Sutton's car 13 days after the seizure. While those forfeiture cases were ongoing, however, Cully and Sutton filed class action complaints in federal court. Both argued that a separate preliminary hearing before the forfeiture hearing was required under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Applying this court's due process precedents, the district court dismissed their complaints, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit affirmed. We granted review and now affirm the judgment of the 11th Circuit. Cully and Sutton argue that a separate preliminary hearing is constitutionally necessary to determine whether states may retain the seized personal property, here their cars, during the time before the ultimate forfeiture hearing. As they envision it, the preliminary hearing would focus on the probable validity of the forfeiture. The preliminary hearing would be adversarial. The parties could introduce evidence and cross-examine witnesses, and property owners could raise affirmative defenses, including innocent ownership. In essence, the preliminary hearing would be an earlier version of the forfeiture hearing itself. Alabama and the United States, as amicus curiae, disagree and argue that a preliminary hearing is not constitutionally required. To begin, they emphasize that most states and the federal government do not currently provide preliminary hearings in civil forfeiture cases like these. So requiring a preliminary hearing as a matter of constitutional dictate would cause a major change in the states and the federal government's longstanding practices. Alabama and the United States also contend that a property owner's post-seizure rights are already protected by the constitutional requirement from this court's cases that the forfeiture hearing be timely. They further assert that requiring a hearing before a hearing in every case, as petitioners want, would interfere with important law enforcement activities that must occur after the seizure and before the forfeiture hearing, including coordinating forfeiture proceedings with related criminal investigations and ensuring that property is not removed, destroyed, or put to illegal use before the forfeiture hearing. Ultimately, we need not reweigh the competing due process arguments advanced by the parties because this court's decisions in a 1983 case, United States versus 8850, and a 1986 case, United States versus Von Neumann, already resolved the issue as we see it. In the 8850 case, the court held that a forfeiture hearing must be timely. In Von Neumann, in a case involving the federal government's civil forfeiture process, the court ruled that a timely forfeiture proceeding, without more, provides the post-seizure hearing required by due process to protect a plaintiff's property interest in a car. The court there explained that a plaintiff's right to a forfeiture proceeding that meets the 8850 timeliness test satisfies any due process right with respect to a car. Those precedents resolve this case. We hold that in civil forfeiture cases, the Due Process Clause requires a timely forfeiture hearing, but does not require a separate preliminary hearing. In so ruling, we note that the states and Congress have adopted a variety of approaches to civil forfeiture, especially in recent years. For example, some states now require a jury trial. Still others condition civil forfeiture on a successful criminal prosecution. And a few now require preliminary hearings. Our decision today does not preclude those legislative innovations. Rather, our decision simply addresses the baseline protection of the Due Process Clause. Justice Gorsuch has filed a concurring opinion, which Justice Thomas has joined. Justice Sotomayor has filed a dissenting opinion, which Justice Kagan and Justice Jackson have joined.